So we want to get to pertuzumab, but Lida, just one final word before that. Lapatinib, how does it work, and what do you say to a patient to prepare them when they're about to begin capecitabine lapatinib?
So how lapatinib works is that it blocks both the EGFR or HER1, which is a intracellular tyrosine kinase domain, and also HER2. So it has some dual blockade. And there certainly is reams of data, including Dr. O'Shaughnessy's data, with combination of lapatinib and trastuzumab together. I think the big issue with combination therapy of capecitabine and lapatinib is, frankly, adherence and how do you get these tablets into your patients. So think about your 65-year-old patient who's maybe on 8 or 10 other medications, and now you're having them take the capecitabine twice a day, often breakfast and dinner with food, usually 6 to 8 tablets, and then you're supposed to also take the lapatinib, usually 5 tablets in the morning without eating. And so just the whole adherence issue in and of itself I have found to be quite challenging, especially with older patients.
And that's going to be really interesting if there's an adjuvant trial out there that includes lapatinib called the ALTO trial. We're waiting on the results, and it shouldn't be too long. If that's positive, it's going to be pretty interesting dealing with these side effects in the adjuvant setting.